Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 24th of April. In the United States, the Senate has approved legislation to defund Gen Z, insisting that the TikTok platform be banned from app stores in the United States unless it is sold by its Chinese owner within 270 days. US President Biden has already signalled that he will sign the bill into law, which, unlike former President Trump's attempted ban, seems unlikely to be overturned by the courts. This threatens the revenue of US TikTok content creators, one of the hidden parts of the US economy. The average influencer is estimated to earn over $120,000 a year, although there is a very uneven income distribution within that average. There are alternative social media platforms, and of course the number of users outside of the United States is far larger than users inside the United States. But this is a challenge to English-speaking content creators. The legislation therefore represents a loss of economic activity for a specific US demographic, albeit economic activity that was not properly captured in the official GDP data. There's also an argument about whether this generally represents an instance of economic nationalism. US Senator Warner said that security briefings signalled the ban needed to take place, but details of those briefings are not published, and similar data from other platforms continues to be sold commercially. The appearance of economic nationalism, whether or not that is the main motive, is economically relevant in a world where spin is increasingly important. Over in Europe, meanwhile, the European Union has launched an investigation into China's domestic medical device market, arguing that China favours domestic suppliers. This is, therefore, effectively an accusation that China is engaging in economic nationalism of its own. While Senate Majority Leader McConnell struggles to get to grips with the steps of Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em dance, we do get economic substance in the United States in the form of US consumer durable goods orders data. This is a very volatile series, and the range of forecasts is very, very wide in consequence. Investors should therefore be wary about media headlines declaring the numbers to be above or below consensus, as if it is a market-moving event. The capital goods ex-defence and ex-air transport, which is a figure often taken as a proxy for investment spending, is expected to rise moderately. Remember that this will capture proportionately less spending on artificial intelligence-related investment, as that tends to be skewed to imported products, hence strong export numbers from countries like South Korea. There are more business sentiment opinion polls with the German IFO and the UK's CBI Business Sentiment Survey. The noise of yesterday's surveys probably overshadows today's numbers. And as ever, the correlation to reality is not necessarily that strong, no matter how much the language around such surveys tries to spin things. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.